Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, Brandy Nye at Nelnet Renewable Energy, and Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas & Sons. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show. Sarah Andreas, the shower inviter in here from Robert Andreas and Son. Mike Epping from Center Guard Plumbing. And we've got Brandy from Nelnet. We start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Jeremy's off with the family, enjoying the last couple of days before they have to go back to school. So if everybody's wondering what's up with Jeremy, he's doing fine. And he'll be back maybe next week or the week after. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We got a packed show. Sarah, what are we talking about?
We're talking about emergency service for our commercial and industrial clients. When something breaks, you have a plumber, maybe like someone like Center Guard, rip something out of the floor, we can replace that concrete ASAP.
You have 24-hour emergency, or you just call and leave a message to get back to them?
Leave a message. We'll call you back in the morning. And if we don't need a permit, if it's inside your facility, we could be there same day or next day.
Phone number.
It'll be 708-863-5735.
Michael Epping, we still got the toilet special going?
Yes, sir. Through the month of August, we're doing that.
Do you have any? You've got a lot of tools in your tool belt, right? I mean, there's a lot of tools. You've got Allen wrenches and wrenches, this and left wrenches, right wrenches.
Yeah.
I've got this pimple coming in underneath my nose here. I kind of look like Jimmy Durante. And you're like in, I'm saying this because you're in direct line of fire. This is like a subterranean 6 layers deep that could explode at any time. We're DEFCON like 3 right now.
Okay, so get my goggles on.
So I just want to let you know, the insurance company that insures all the electronics here, we might need to file a claim because this thing is like ready to go. Okay, and it's like I want to know if you had a tool. Maybe you could extract like a subterranean pimple.
I don't personally, but I know Kevin does.
Kevin does.
He watches the pimple popper.
Does he?
Yeah, okay. Religiously.
Okay.
And I think he can help you.
All right, Kevin, we need to talk during the next break. Is your relative, did they get picked up from the jail in North Carolina? Yes. Okay. All right, 312-981-7200. What are we talking about, Mike? I just wanted to get that out of there because you were our direct line of fire right now.
Yeah, the main thing I wanted to talk about today is outside sewer and rotting, cammering sewers. You know, if you're buying a home, you know, I highly suggest that you have the sewer cammered before you actually close on that deal. Since I was on the show the last time, we've actually had 2 different customers call us, and we cammered the sewers, and both were, you know, completely broken.
Loaded up.
Yep.
That's
just
not
full
good.
Of stone, completely broke, need to be excavated. So if you didn't have it cammered before you purchased it, you're looking at, you know, thousands of dollars, if not tens of thousands of dollars, to replace the sewer on a house that you just bought.
All right, phone number. We're going to be diving deeper into that.
Yep.
No pun intended.
Yep. 847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
All right, Kevin, they got Studio D, which is where Joe Brand does Blackhawks pre- and post-game. So there'll be plenty of time to clean up before the season starts, just thought I'd throw it out there. 312-981-7 for the extraction. 312-981-7200. He's like, why are we going into Studio D? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Brandy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You're doing all right. You're doing all right. We brought the oxygen out and the paddles, but you don't need it. You're just powered right through.
That's right. We've already covered showers and pimples, so what else do I need?
Brace yourself, sister. There, I got an hour and 2 hours and 45 minutes. I have no idea what's coming out of my mouth next, and these guys here will attest to that. You guys switch from residential to solely commercial.
Commercial and small business, that's correct.
Okay, and you're going to be diving deeper into the opportunities.
I am. I'm going to dive into some incentives. If you talk about solar, it's all acronyms, ITC, NEM, RECs. What does it all mean? Oh, my. Okay. Also, what's a realistic payback period, and can you actually see savings?
Interesting. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out.
Sure. It's 504-250-1778. And I'll throw in also our website, nelnetenergy.com.
After I told you don't give out the phone number, I told you
yeah,
give
you
out the
for it.
I know. Yes, thank you. 312-981-7200. We got two callers coming in right away after the break here. We're going to do our mailbag segment. One is Bobby lost his job, union worker I talked to yesterday, freaking out. Also, 88-year-old lady called about a reverse mortgage. Her husband passed away a number of years ago, $45,000 left in assets. And I'm sorry, she's got $45,000 mortgage down to her last $50,000 in assets, freaking out because she just got a real estate tax bill and a divorce situation that got a little wonky that we're able to help listener fix his financial mess that he's in. After every segment, I'm going to leave with this. DoNotCall.gov. Interest rates have dropped to record lows. Not record lows. We haven't seen it this low since last July. You're going to get bombed with phone calls. So go to donotcall.gov. It's through the Federal Trade Commission, donotcall.gov. If I pull your credit, Sarah, 15 other people are going to call you because the credit agencies sell your information. It's disgusting. Should be against the law, and they're going to be talking about in Congress coming up here, but go to donotcall.gov and get yourself on the Do Not Call list. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with the unsponsored, still unsponsored, Tony. I know you find this hard to believe, but our sales staff's out there cracking the whip, trying to get a sponsor for the mailbag segment. Still haven't been successful, but the mailbag segment coming up next.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Hey, Joe Brand, could you please give us an update on the pitching matchups for today for the Cubs?
Can we just be mature about this?
No, I can't. I heard it, and I missed it at the beginning of the show. I just want to hear the pitching matchups. Joe Brand.
Chris Bubich.
Okay, Chris Bubich. 312-981-7200. It's the 13-year-old. Keeps me long here, Tommy. It keeps me young.
You are the oldest 13-year-old I know.
And the biggest.
And the biggest. And the most immature.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hey, Joe, how many? There had to be a. Was that last year?
I believe so. How old are you now? 14?
Yeah, 14. I'm just asking because we have a texter here. I'm officially just turned off the show this Saturday morning. Hearing that guy, me, talk about his huge pimple and popping it across the studio is absolutely simply disgusting. In the meantime, getting proposition for a shower from Sarah Andreas, from Robert Andreas and Sons, is perfectly fine. But when I talk about that, Joe, they get a little sideways.
I don't know how you're responsible for most of the things that come out of your mouth, to be honest.
That's the disclaimer I sign every time. Mary has me sign it every single weekend. I don't know why. Everybody else, you just get it when you sign the contract. Me, it's every weekend.
And of course, you give attention to the one texter that says they turned off the show.
Yeah.
All the texts that have filed in.
I'm coming back to those. All right. I just appreciate you adding content to this.
Yeah, yeah, of course, anytime.
312-981. How many more days till Blackhawks preseason?
I don't have a countdown, but
you should.
Training camp towards the end of September.
Okay. Well, let's go and get that calendar.
How many more days until the rates go down, Dave?
They went down Thursday, so you'll be getting a call on Monday.
Okay.
There you go.
Looking forward to it.
All right, so how many days till opening season? Okay, yeah, so let's get on that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Luciana, it's a great name, Luciana St. Charles, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Great. We got early callers. I usually go to a mailbag in this segment. Kevin thinks that's inappropriate, but I just... Kevin McDonough, Mike Epping will sponsor this segment. You might want to reach out to call him. Just saying. Segment sponsored by Mike Epping of Centegard Plumbing. You had a question. Doesn't say what you're calling about, Luciana.
Yes. So I'm a realtor, and I have had a question raised, or just, I guess, not a question, a concern that brought a question to me recently of so many of my buyers have been hesitant to buy just because of the fact that it is an election year. So that's been the feedback. Everyone's kind of saying, well, you know, let's wait until, let's see what happens in November, and we will call you back then, or let's touch base then. We just don't want, you know, don't know what to do. So that's one of the hurdles I've been facing lately. So I kind of wanted your input on that.
So they don't want to buy houses today because they're waiting for the results of the election in 90-some days, in 96, 5, yeah. 4 days. That's what you're getting?
Yeah, a lot of them. I'm sorry?
And that's what they're telling you?
Yeah, I've gotten so many. Just that has been the trend on my follow-up with, you know, I follow up with my leads, my clients, and just everybody, and they're like, we don't really want to move. We don't want to make any big moves like home buying or even selling.
Okay.
Until we know what's going to happen in the election this year.
Okay.
And so kind of just raised questions for sure for me.
Okay. So you want my thought on that?
I would love your thought.
I think that's absolutely ridiculous. 24 years in the business, August 1st. So 3 days ago is my 24th year. I got into it when Bush was president. I got into it. I was in it when Obama was president for 2 terms. I was in it when Trump was president. I was in it for when Biden is president. Now, I don't see how the president has any impact on people. Were still buying homes. How long have you been a realtor?
5.5 years.
Okay. So during those 5.5 years, Trump was president, then Biden became president, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did people buy homes during the Trump administration, and have people bought homes during the Bush administration?
Yep.
Okay. Sarah?
So I used to work in politics. I saw this in 2016, saw it again in 2020. This is a product of good political campaigning on social media.
Freaking
so,
people out?
Yeah, that's what's happening here. It is the social media era, and you can't get away from it. It's on your news. It's on your phone.
Okay. Okay.
That's
you know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
All those people that are going to wait. Luciana, as rates are coming down, okay, rates came down this past week, okay?
Right.
Rates came down substantially. Right. I just recorded 2 spots, emergency mortgage alert here, all right, that rates have come down. So what these geniuses are going to do is they're going to miss the opportunity to buy a $300,000 house today for $300,000. And then when the rates go into the sixes and a lot of people come out of their houses that couldn't afford a house, when it hit the sevens, the prices are going to go back up. And as the rates keep going down, more people are going to start coming out of their houses and out of their parents' basements and out of their rentals to start buying houses. So that $300,000 home is probably going to be worth $305,000 to $310,000. Okay, maybe $315,000 as more demand comes into the market. And they're going to miss a chance to pick up 5% appreciation by just waking up, brushing their teeth, and going to the bathroom every single morning, owning a piece of real estate instead of waiting until after the election. That is absolutely ridiculous. I don't understand that logic. What's that?
I was like, how do I answer? And that's why it stunned me. And I was like, this is definitely, I'm confused. Like, what is this response? And for example, I had a conversation with one of my buyers yesterday, and she kind of gave me a little, because I kind of was like, what? And she goes, you know, our plan was to upsize. They have 4 boys. We want a bigger home. We want a bigger property or bigger land. But we're not doing anything until we know what's going on because of inflation. I don't want to bring up our budget.
Breaking news.
We can't afford gas and groceries.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Inflation has peaked and it's starting to come down. Okay, interest rates, the 10-year hit 3.8, 3.7 this week. We were in the 4.2s for the past 4 months. Okay, that means that rates are coming down. We locked more loans yesterday than we did the prior 2 weeks because everybody that was on a rate watch finally triggered a rate where we could get them into a lower rate. Okay, so you need to find new buyers. Okay, you need to find new clients because the clients you're working with are so buried into their phones, like Sarah say, it's not reality, okay? And everybody, you know, and this isn't a political comment, this is just a fact, okay? When Trump was president, we had the PPP and the XYZ, and we had more money flowing through the system, $4 trillion in order to get the economy going during COVID, okay? That's what caused inflation, right? Biden administration didn't help out. They piled more money on, and that fueled inflation. Okay, and all you people out there that are saying, oh, you know, they're going to cut rates because of the election coming up, get your heads out of your rear ends. Okay, look at the employment numbers. Look at the factory numbers. Look at the production numbers. Look at what the price of copper's doing. It's plummeted. Factories are slowing down. Look at car manufacturers. Look at auto dealerships. Okay, so do you think Biden, under that logic, wanted to get his head handed to him for the past 36 months because of inflation? No, that's just the way the economy works. And it's time. Other foreign countries are dropping their rates. So it's now time for the United States to drop their rates, because the number one thing driving inflation is the cost of housing and the cost of rent. So when you start dropping rates, the cost of housing and the cost of rent should theoretically go down and help fight inflation. So I think you need to tell your buyers that they're missing an opportunity to get in. Just like those buyers in 2018, Luciana, remember when you were in 2018, 2019, that said, I'm going to wait till the market changes. You just left 120 grand worth of equity on the table because you waited.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually, and that's why I wanted to call in and ask you this question, just because I feel like I've been able to, with just these, you know, the rates are too high, or, oh, I want to wait, just whatever reason it is. And I always have the ability to kind of navigate that and kind of pull them out of that thinking. But some of recently with you know, let's wait until after November. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. That's kind of just been putting me in a wow, I don't really know what to tell you.
Well, you need to find new buyers and new clients that aren't afraid of waking up.
I'm not going to trade them in, but I do want to give them a nice little, you know, educational piece to hopefully get them to the closing table.
Well, here, I got to take a break. Ben, cut this and send this to Luciana. Patrick will get your email address, Luciano. Luciana, sorry, if you were a male, probably Luciano. Probably, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm a master of the English language here. No. You know, he'll send it to you so you can forward it to your buyers. Okay.
Sounds wonderful. I love that. I can't wait to share that information with them and hopefully get some different feedback.
All right. Well, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Thanks for starting us off. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Cindy from Aurora, we're going to pick you up after the break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. We're also going to throw it over to Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas & Sons, talking about emergency cement work after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Cindy, you've been holding on in Aurora for about 20 minutes, so thank you for holding on. How can we help you on Home Sweet Home Chicago?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks. This is a follow-up, actually, to your previous caller, just talking about the market today. First of all, I wanted to thank you. You alleviated so much anxiety and stress in my life. Towards the end of last year, we chatted, and due to COVID, loss of job, then underemployment, I was in the weeds. You helped me out. What I think, though, is really important with you and your team is the consulting area that you bring to your clients. Towards the first of the year, you had turned my case over to John. He's great, very kind, very patient, explains everything very well. He called me around the first of the year and he said, hey, you know, we think that in June rates are going to drop a bit, so I just wanted to give you a heads up that you'll be hearing from me, and, you know, we'll stay in touch, et cetera. Well, of course, things didn't happen that way in June. He called me early this week and said, hey, it looks like now we're really going to, things are popping, and it looks like it'll be September. He said, do you want to, for me to continue checking things and contacting you to get you to a lower percentage? I was like, absolutely. So then he called me yesterday, and he said, oh, my God, things have gone much quicker than we expected. Let's have a chat right now. We figured out that by refinancing now, I could save about $150 a month.
Wow.
$145, $150. And then I would be even closer to refinancing again after the first of the year should things
drop as sort of expected at that point. So, you know, he was like, you can roll the dice and look for, you know, something to go down and lock in a couple of months, but then you're a couple of months late in, you know, your 6 month timeline to refinance again. And, you know, who knows what could happen at that point. So what you guys bring to the table is the consulting area. He totally left it up to me. He said, here's plan A, here's plan B, here's the benefits, here's, you know, whatever. And then you make the choice. Well, who's not going to choose to save $145 to $150 a month? My credit rating has gone up so that I can get rid of the PMI. So I just think that that's something that you need to emphasize maybe additionally in what you bring to the table for your clients, because it's not just I'm going to take the stress away from credit card debt or whatever the situation is, but we're with you through the whole road. So we're not one and done. We come back to you. Now, obviously, it's a business, and that's, you know, how you make a living. And at the same time, it's done with great intelligence, care, and appreciation for each client's situation. So I just wanted, you know, you don't get that too much these days anymore where, you know, once you have the money, you're gone. So I just wanted to compliment you and your team of very intelligent, caring people. And, you know, it's just very much appreciated. And I would push that in your advertisements.
All right. I think you just did. I think you'll be hearing yourself on an ad coming up here pretty soon. How much did we save you when we refinanced you at the end of last year?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that, and I've forgotten, and I did look it up, but it was significant.
More than $500.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
More than $1,000.
Probably around there, yeah.
$1,000.
Yeah, let's say that.
And how?
I think that that's probably a good round amount, yes.
And how much did your credit scores increase over the past 6-7 months?
I think I was in the low 600s when we did this, and he ran it for me yesterday, and I'm in the mid 700s.
Wow. So we saved you. Let me just recap here. We saved you by you calling in. We did a consultation. You refinanced with our help last year. You saved over $1,000 a month, and your credit scores improved over 100 points. And now we're setting yourself up, because you did that 6 months ago. You rearranged your financial furniture. Now you're in a position to save another $127 a month.
Yeah, or probably a little more than that, actually. Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Did I ask you to call in, Cindy? Because everybody's going to be like, oh, yes, they need to call in. Have you and I ever spoke in the past 6 months?
No.
Okay. So I'm getting the text, you know, nice setup call. I'm like, why don't you go back to B96? They've got the best of the 90s on. Again, every Saturday, you know, from 10 until 1, you know, if you don't like this show.
You're always going to find those negative Nellies, and, you know, they're just not worth the time and the energy. I wouldn't even give them the credit on air. This is absolutely not a setup. And I really didn't even decide to call until I heard your conversation with the realtor, previously. So,
all right.
Anyways, I think it's important that people, when you're spending a lot of money and you've got obligations, you need people these days. We need help. We need someone to give us, here's the real picture.
Yeah.
And that's what you guys did. I'm able to make decisions based on better information that I could get just trying to figure it out on my own. So that's, you know.
Well, thank you.
That's important.
No, very. And anyway, what did you do with that extra $1,000 a month?
Well, I continue to keeping up with my credit score, improving my credit score.
Good.
You know, looking at my finances in a different light.
Yep.
And saying, I don't want to be in that position again. So
good.
you know, did I go on a fabulous vacation or anything like that? No, I stay very conservative, and I'm nearing retirement, so I've got to be careful, and I've got to be a better financial manager on my own.
Sarah?
So I'm going to hop on the David compliment train, too.
No.
I don't want your head to get so big that it
can't
explodes
get any bigger.
And we're in the splash zone, but David is my first call when SHIT hits the fan. And his knowledge, yeah. I meet people on sales consultations, and they're like, oh, you know, I listen to him on the radio, and is he really like that? I'm like, yeah, but there's also this side of him that is very calm, cool, collect, knowledgeable, and all that good stuff. So
just ask Joe Brand. Absolutely. He knows all about that. All right, Cindy, well, we got to hit a break here. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Thank you for the business. Thank you for sharing your experience and letting the listeners know what we do and how we do it. And I'm glad we saved you $1,000. I'm glad we helped you improve your credit. I'm glad we helped you take the financial stress out of your life and help you position yourself to succeed in retirement.
Well, and I appreciate it all, and it's all good. So thank you so much.
All right, you have a wonderful weekend. Here's a text to tell your aunt that I said hi. She's not my aunt. That was a good shot, though. All right, Cindy, 312, we got to hit a break. That was very funny. 312, and my aunts are from New York, and they all talk like this, so you would know it's my aunt. 312-981-7200. All right, we're going to come back with Sarah Andreas with Robert Andreas and Son. And we had a texter wants to know why it's not Sarah Andreas, Robert Andreas and Son and Daughter. We'll talk about that coming back. 312-981-7200. I didn't think Cindy would go that long, but thank you, Cindy, for the call. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
If you missed this,
Sarah Andreas,
this is what you missed.
In my opinion, builder grade cement, they come and fly through a neighborhood, do 20 homes at once. It's not the best quality.
And they go with 4-bag or 5-bag instead of 6-bag, and that's what you know, I see.
Yeah.
4-bag, 5-bag, 6-bag, Joe.
We're going to rip these walls out, then, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
And what is the bag?
It's the bags of Portland cement in the concrete mix. Cement is an additive in the concrete that helps determine the PSI.
There you go, Donna.
There you go, David. You were saying it, and you didn't even know what it
was. Yeah, I know. PSI. Come on. Cement goes into concrete. Duh.
I'm really sorry I spoke to you the way I did, and I still think you're the best cement man in the business.
Really?
No, but I got to get this driveway done, and no one else is available.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Here's a couple of text messages from people that can't help themselves, which, you know, I appreciate.
You do.
Wholeheartedly. If it was a setup, you'd use a real professional, not someone like David. All right, nice shot. It's so good to hear your wife again on WGN. That was real good. And tell your aunt I said hello, LOL. So there you go. Just said that one at the end. Just want to get those out there to give them credit for the nice attempt at slams. I could take it, as you know. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You had mentioned cement emergencies.
Yes.
What is the definition of a cement emergency?
Sure. Plumbers coming in, ripping up the floor. You have a piece of equipment that breaks down, and you need a new pad for that machine that's being delivered within a week. I could go on. Storms. I see storms rip up sidewalks all the time, making your business possibly inaccessible. There are many concrete emergencies. But we did have an instance a couple weeks ago that somebody just, you know, pulled us out of the Google, good old Google, and called us, and they were a recycling facility. I won't say the name, you know.
What does it rhyme with? Never mind.
Yeah, right. Recycling facility.
Try.
And they had an emergency, needed a plumbers ripped up a part of the floor, needed that part of the floor replaced, and they needed it immediately.
Really?
And we were there the next day. So we also have a high industrial early release concrete product. And that means typically when you pour residential concrete or any concrete, you want to give that 7 to 10 days for it to harden and cure. The high early industrial release, that could be rolled on the next day. So if you have forklifts or the area that you need serviced is a high traffic area for semi trucks, you could drive a semi on this concrete within 24 hours.
Well, isn't where the emergency typically happens the highest trafficked area?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's always going to be the most inconvenient, yeah.
Right. 100%. Like it's like where all the forklifts have to go, where all the trucks have to enter, where it's always that one specific area, that one spot where, of course, Mike, probably all that weight going over that sewer might have some impact. What do I know?
And I'll just throw this out there. Commercial industrial plumbers, if you don't have a good concrete guy, good concrete person, we are definitely very, very skilled in working with plumbers such as...
Center Guard Plumbing.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah, yeah, come on in.
All right. We've used Andreas and Sons for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
They have done an absolute ton of work for us.
Like what?
Exactly what she's saying.
Okay.
You know, if we've got to do an excavation, tear up a sidewalk, if we've got to tear up a street, you know, to fix a sewer in home type situations where, you know, we actually have to bust up the floor exactly like she's describing, whether it's a water line or a sewer line, they're outstanding.
Okay.
And they're very, very fairly priced. And I say that with the utmost respect because as an owner of a plumbing company, we have tried multiple, tens, if not 20s, of different concrete companies.
When you quote a job, ABC Manufacturing calls you up, and they got a broken sewer line or a broken whatever, and they need you out there because they've got trucks going, and they got to get back up and running for whatever reason. Do you quote the repairing of the concrete as part of your overall bid?
It depends. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
Okay.
If it's a really large job, yeah, we would just say, here, call Andreas and Sons.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the only concrete company we refer any of our customers to because I trust them.
Yeah.
Because I know if they do a good job, you know, that's great for us too. But
sure.
If a company that I represent and refer them to does a bad job.
Reflects poorly on
yes.
you.
I'm going to get punished for that.
Right.
So it says a lot for their company that we would refer as much work as we do to them.
So all commercial, residential, industrial plumbers, if you want to create a more competitive edge for your business, including a concrete replacement in your quote, can help you get that job. So just reaching out to those people. Obviously, we love working with Center Guard. We wish we had 10 Center Guards to work with, but... yeah, David?
I got Vito from Chicago with a great question here.
Okay,
Vito, we got a minute and a half before the break, Vito, so throw it out there, bud.
Yeah, what's the difference between concrete and cement?
Absolutely. So cement is a component of concrete. So when people refer to things like the cement truck, it's inaccurate. Concrete is made of sand, water, aggregate rock, and air, and Portland cement.
Mm-hmm.
So five components.
How is it made of air?
Air, you add air into concrete for the curing process. Sometimes
is it fresh air?
It's, I don't know. I've never, probably compressed air.
Inside the truck?
Yeah. Inside the mix, when they mix it. So we don't mix concrete. I know our supplier adds the air. You can actually order concrete without air, and that's typically used for like an inside industrial warehouse floor. Indoor concrete doesn't need air. Outdoor concrete
does.
Do you
use purified water?
That's a great question. I'm certainly sure. We work with Ozinga. They're a very reputable family-owned business. They do use the highest grade of materials, so I'm sure there's some kind of water filtration process. I'm sure they're not just taking it right out of the lake.
Tell you what, we got to hit a break here, Vito. Maybe you could try to get somebody from Ozinga to come on to answer Vito's questions about the water and the air. You got any other questions? If we are able to bring in a rep from Ozinga to come on the show, Vito, you got any other questions that you would like us to ask?
You come down to Fort Wayne. I've got a trailer area.
Unfortunately,
to put a pad down.
Yeah, unfortunately, no. Indiana's going to be a little bit out of our reach. Fort Wayne's not just over the border.
No, that's by Ohio.
Yeah, so that's going to be out of our reach. But if you give us a call at 708-863-5735, or you fill out a request for quote at andreasconstruction.com, we could help connect you with a reputable concrete person in your area.
All right, Vito.
Thanks, David. Jimmy says hello, Shorts.
Oh, Jimmy Short says from Fort Wayne. Well played, Vito, you sicko. Hang on 1 second. Stop eating your teeth, Vito. 312-981-7200. All you Jimmy Shorts, Kevin Matthew fans understand that inside joke. 312, which I am one of them. And Mike Epping is cracking up, has no idea. 312-981-7200. Kevin Matthews is a Chicago treasure. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. That number was the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. And Mike Epping from CenterGuard Plumbing coming up next after the news, traffic, and weather.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all the contact information. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Special shout out to Steve Malali, whatever your name is. He called in a couple of weeks ago waiting for a ride outside of the state police in North Carolina for a pickup from Kevin. That's a family member of yours. He's now texted in from his work release program picking garbage up on Interstate 40 in North Carolina. He's doing a fine job. I think he's going to be he's going to get the gold star for the most efficient garbage picker-upper today. So your family must be proud, Kev. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Sarah, we got a quick question here from Kathy from Peoria. She called in after we went to break. Kathy, got a quick question for Sarah before we get over to Mike Epping.
Yes, we're installing an in-ground pool, and the cement pool deck is pockmarked. And I'm wondering what the cause is. How can we fix this? And what's the long-range difficulty or challenge with this?
Sarah.
Sure. So pop-outs are a common occurrence with concrete. They're naturally occurring. It's the aggregate rock inside the concrete releasing its moisture by traveling to the surface. So normal. When it becomes abnormal is when there are 12, 15 of those within a given, 5x5 area. So look at how often they're occurring in your pool deck to assess if there is something wrong with the concrete. Now, Peoria's a little bit too far for us to come give you a consultation, but if you took some photos and texted them in today to the show, 312-591-7200, I'd be happy to look at them and let you know if they're an abnormal occurrence in your concrete.
It looks pretty freckled.
Okay.
Actually.
How old is the concrete?
Brand new.
So, yeah, that's not good. I would reach out to your concrete contractor and ask them to come look at it. Now, at Andreas & Sons, we do provide a free patch and caulk service to any of our customers that experience a pop-out or a hairline crack within the first couple years of their concrete. Ask your concrete contractor to provide some kind of adequate service like that.
No, it's a caulk.
It's a cement for pop outs. It's going to be a different color than your concrete though, so it might stand out. So I would just start with your concrete contractor. Start the process. If this is very new concrete, that shouldn't be happening in the way that you're describing it as freckled. Mm-hmm. So it could be a material defect. No, definitely that does happen. It happens.
All right, Kathy.
What's the long-range ramification of patching and or not patching?
Sure.
I'm worried that the surface, patched or not, is going to eventually, because of freezing and thawing, is going to just flake off.
Yeah, it could over time, but you're going to get a good 3 to 5 years out of that patch, hopefully, depending on the weather, also depending on what products you use on that patio. Are you putting salt on it in the winter so your dog could go out and use the bathroom in the backyard? A couple of different factors, but leaving it unpatched, I have pop-outs in my driveway. I have them unpatched. They're not in the same occurrences yours where there's so many of them. So the pro would be if you don't patch them, it's not ugly in a different color. The con would be if you don't patch them, water could sit in there and freeze and just kind of create a little bit more shaling or deterioration around the edges. The pock marks could get bigger. Pros and cons, right?
All right.
Yeah, that's my concern.
You could always put your house on the market, Kathy, and buy another house with a pool with nice concrete. I'm a man of the people.
We just bought this house a year ago with the intent of putting a pool in it. It's one of the only lots in the town that can that can have a pool in the backyard. This was our intent, was to have a pool.
Kathy,
I'm very sad about it.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you're going through this, but if you're working with a reputable concrete contractor, they should stand by you and analyze if this is a material defect or not.
And if not, you'll call back and we'll expose them. All right? How's that?
Woo! Go, Kathy.
All right, Kathy.
All right, thanks much.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, 312-981-7200. We got a call for you, Dave. Dave in Northwestern Suburbs for Dave, for Mike Epping. Sorry, I'm Dave. You're Mike Epping.
Hey, Dave.
God, glad the medication's kicking in. Hey, Dave in Northwest Suburbs, how are you? Dave? Dave, okay. There you are, Dave. Dave, how are you, my friend? Sorry.
I'm okay. How are you guys doing today?
I'm great, man. We got to hit a break, so throw your question out there. We'll come back with your answer. All right, bud?
Okay. The basic question is, do you have any experience with do-it-yourself freeze kits for freezing lines? I need to replace a main, and I don't have a shutoff at the B-box.
Ooh, okay. So do-it-yourself freeze kits. And we've got B-box in there, which always gets me going. I love a good B-box.
Yep.
I love a good B-box. Hang on, Dave from Northwest Suburbs. Hey, Patrick, find out what town he's from and when we come back after the break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. More with Mike Epping from Center Guard Plumbing after these messages. And Brandy is still here, I swear, Brandy. We haven't done anything to Brandy yet. Brandy from Nelnet's coming up. We're going to give her full access here. Just got things got pushed back. 312-981-7200. MegaPro call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? What's that? Sump pimp.
Whoever looks in there.
Sump pimp.
What is it?
Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I am a master of the English language.
Yes, you are.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Dave in the Northwest Suburbs. We learned that Dave does not want to give his location, which means Dave's doing something really wonky with his sore line.
Sounds like he could be. Dave, okay. I got a question for you. You mentioned B-Box, but I couldn't tell from what you said. Do you have a B-Box that doesn't work, or do you not even have a B-Box at all?
Hey, Dave, you got to turn your radio down, buddy. We're gonna bring Dave back in a minute after Dave turns his radio down. See, here's what happens when you call into the radio station. There's like usually a 7-second delay. They put me on a 25-second delay because they have no idea what's coming out of my mouth. And I respect that, okay? That's safety first. Always safety first, okay? So hopefully Dave has dropped his volume. Dave, have you lowered the volume?
No.
Okay, no. All right, we're going to go to Elise in Buffalo Grove. Hi, Elise. How are you? We're going to pick Dave up after he turns his radio off. How are you, Dave? I mean, Elise.
I'm good. I'm calling because last week I was listening to the Center Guard ad, and we're having trouble with the sewer in front of our house. It's collapsing.
Yeah.
And I had gotten an estimate from another company the week before, and I called Center Guard. They came out. Jeff was the person. And I had an estimate later in the day for at least $2,000 less than the other estimate, and they're coming out Thursday to fix it.
$2,000 less?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where in Buffalo Grove are you, Elise?
I'm at near Wyland and Deerfield Parkway.
Sure. I know exactly where you're at. What are you going to do with that $2,000 savings?
Go on a trip.
How about a sandwich? You want to have a sandwich?
I'll get two.
With me?
Sure. Anytime.
All right.
Excellent.
I got a couple of good sandwich places over there in Buffalo Grove. Off of Lake Cook Road, they've got a couple of nice joints over there. Me and you. You married?
Yes, I am.
All right. You want to bring him? You don't have to.
No, whatever.
All right. Whatever. So $2,000 less. What's that all about? How are you able to do it $2,000 less than the other guy?
It's just fair pricing. It's honest pricing. You know, we're not overcharging people. So it's really nice that you called, Elise. I appreciate it. And she's not my aunt. She's not my wife. She's not my mother.
Yeah. Right.
I've never spoke to Elise until right now.
Okay.
So I just wanted to thank you because when the advertising that we're doing, I'm not just saying it.
Right.
We're proving it.
Well, I wanted you to know that Jeff said that you've gotten a lot of business from being on Home Sweet Home Chicago. He told me he said he's in charge of the social media.
Yes, he is. Yes.
So I told him I would call today. So
I appreciate it very much, and we will see you on Thursday, Elise.
Yes. looking forward to it. Thank you so much, and enjoy the show every week.
Hey, Elise, you know that new gas station? They got a Subway over there, and they got the Potbellies by the Target. You want to meet me over there off of Lake Cook Road? Is that is that okay? All right.
Sure.
You do the sandwiches, I'll get the cookies. Is that a deal?
Okay. That's a deal.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You get those calls all the time now that you talked about on the radio.
Yeah, I wish I had spoke up sooner about, we focus on some other things, water heaters, toilets, etc. But outside sewer, I mean, I would say for our market, is probably where people get taken advantage of the most.
Because they're the most vulnerable.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of times it's urgent,
yeah.
And people are forced to do it. Where at least right now still has some flow. They can use the sewer, to a point.
Right.
The people that call the wrong company that have absolutely no flow and cannot use anything. It's either go to a hotel,
that's expensive,
or family. Pay whoever came out that first quote that they got. If they take that. I mean, we've had many situations in the last few weeks where we're 50% cheaper.
Come on.
20, 30%? No
problem.
Why
am I surprised? I mean, it's like our listeners calling their current mortgage companies to refinance, and you're getting charged like Cara did, $10,500 with Rocket Mortgage, and then trying to get jammed another $9,100. It's the same thing. You don't know what you don't know.
Correct. And people are being taken advantage of. And that's the main thing I want to focus on. Is that our pricing, I will beat anyone's pricing on any plumbing that you're going to be having done in your residential home.
Okay.
All you've got to do is give us a call and give us an opportunity. A text away from install today. All the things that we've said over the last 14 months and all the listeners that have called, we've done that. I will provide the pricing, and our guys do a great job.
What's going on with all of the collapsing of the sewer systems? It just seems to be we're getting more calls about this all of a sudden. Is something going? What's happening?
No, I mean it's mainly backfill. Sarah can tell you that backfill is the key to concrete. It's the key to sewer and water lines.
What is backfill?
Backfill is basically when new construction homes are built. They've got to run the sewer line out of the house to tie into the city main. Same with the water.
So once it's in a trench,
yeah,
right? You're digging
trench,
down. They're digging
be
a trench.
2 feet down, could be 9 feet down, could be 12 feet down.
Okay.
If they don't bed that properly when they set those pipes in there, eventually, it's going to sag, and it's going to snap that pipe off, and that's what Elise is going through right now.
Okay. So what would be the proper material that you backfill with? So when you go and repair and replace what the sewer system is in Elise's home at Buffalo Grove.
That's the beauty of it. When pulling permits and things like that, what you do for an excavation like this, everything we're doing is Illinois State Plumbing Code.
Hmm.
It's all regulated by the Department of Health of the state of Illinois. So all these cities are going to hold us accountable. So when we're doing this, we're using the correct gravel, at anything, and that's the key, is just making sure that pipe is bedded properly so this doesn't happen to them again.
So when it was built,
yes,
corners were cut, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. In most cases. The other thing you could have is if a person has a gutter issue or a bad grading issue, and there's just so much water saturating that area, even though it could have been done properly initially, it just washed out, and it caused the pipe to break, or what we call shear off.
So you've got a hole in the ground where you tunnel, right? You channel, right?
Yep.
You channel a hole in the ground where the pipe goes through for the sewer work. And then you backfill with some type of aggregate, I would assume, rock.
Yep. Yep.
But what happens is, what you're saying, I'm just paraphrasing, in the new construction, or maybe when it was done last time, 5, 10 years ago, they took some brick, or they took some 2x4s, or they took some aluminum that was laying around. Maybe instead of taking it to the scrapyard, they could get more money.
Construction debris, for sure.
Cardboard boxes, a bunch of chazarai, what we call in Yiddish, right? It's a bunch of garbage. They put it down there to fill the hole. That garbage is cheaper than bringing in a semi, right?
Or a dump truck of
stone.
Yep.
You just backfill it with crap. And then maybe you put the crap down, then put stone on top of it because you use 1/10 of the stone. So when the inspector comes out, the inspector's not going down there and digging a hole, right? All that they see is the top of stone. It looks like good aggregate. And then 10, 20 years later, everything shifts, breaks down. deteriorates. It's a big word for me, and then you get the shifting and the sewer breaks.
Yep, and you will have collapsing. What a lot of companies will do too is they won't just repair the sewer where it's broken. They'll try to talk you into a full line replacement that's going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars. Where, you know, basically we're just going in, and if the sewer's good on the other side of the break, why replace the whole sewer?
Right.
There's no need for it. So, I mean, Jeff, the lady that Elise was talking to, he said this to me the other day, and I was like, wow, I'm going to use that. He said, CenterGuard is clearing sewers, not digging them up. And what he means by that is when you call us to rod a mainline sewer, you have a backup. Digging is the last thing that we want to do. That is the most expensive thing that we could be charging you. Most companies will rod for an hour. If they can't get through that sewer, we've got to excavate this. We're not like that. If we can rod that for 3 hours or 4 hours and get that clear, why would we excavate?
Right.
We're going to be honest, and we're going to save you money.
Excavation equipment, safe to say, is expensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to bring that backhoe from wherever it is to the site. You got to pay an operator. You've got to fuel and maintenance and all the stuff to operate it. Then you got to put it back on the truck and take it back. As opposed to having one of your technicians down there rotting for 2, 3, 4 hours, a lot cheaper.
Much, much, much cheaper.
And a lot less obtrusive with your property being torn up and then re-put back together.
Landscaping, all of those things. I mean, you know, Sarah can tell you this also. I keep going to her, but how many times are we digging up a sidewalk?
Yep, sidewalks.
Digging up their driveway. Mm-hmm. And then Andreas and Sons comes in and finishes that up after we're done. But, yeah, why dig up a sewer if it doesn't need to be dug up?
312, should this be done as a preventative measure?
A preventative measure, you know, rotting, I would say no. Unless you know you have a problem where every year or 2 years, you know you have root trouble and you're going to back up. Then, yes, do preventative maintenance. You know, we actually have customers right now that are signed up, you know, even my wife's cousin. Every October, we go to her house and we rot her sewer because she's got tree roots that are coming in and she doesn't want to spend the money to replace the sewer.
Is that the cousin? Is that your wife's cousin you like, or is that the one you don't like? Could you mention one that you really?
Yeah, no, I love this one.
Okay,
no, Linda's great.
Okay,
so to
you charge
answer
the other
question,
one double then the one who's annoying your wife's cousin. 100%.
Okay, yeah,
Just want to clarify.
Yeah,
that.
You got to pass
get that out
along,
there for the
right?
record. Yeah, of course.
So you know, to answer that question, maintenance rotting it's situational. There's homeowners that should do that, and there's homeowners that should not.
Phone number
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
All right. Lady's been sitting in here. She's from New Orleans, works for Nelnet by name of Brandy. Her fiance is waiting in the other room, and she's coming up next. So I don't know how much more of a tease we got. Phone number one more time, Mike.
847-406-8883.
All right. We're talking commercial solar panel and solar power coming up after this break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. That phone number is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This show is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be back.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I want to apologize to Brandy. We're coming about a half hour later than expected. I didn't realize we were going to get all these calls. But you have vast experience in the solar industry. How many years have you been doing this?
I do. I've been in the energy industry for about 15 years. Okay. And really, I was a pioneer on the utility side for solar.
Really?
Yeah.
So what is it about solar? You guys have transitioned from houses over to commercial properties and huge industrial complexes. What would be the benefit, and what should we have a lot of business owners and commercial property owners listening right now, and they're looking for ways to cut costs due to the ridiculous expenses to run businesses here in Illinois, namely real estate taxes. We're a real estate show. We talk about it in nauseam here. And what is it an easy way to reduce their expenses going solar?
It is. It's very viable to reduce your expenses going solar. If you think about your electric bills over the last 10 years, I expect that you would see a very high increase.
Yeah.
That's not going to change. The energy infrastructure is very complicated and needs a lot of transformation. What does transformation mean? A lot of cost. How do the energy companies pay for those costs? They have to put it back into the rate payers. So solar is definitely a very viable way to reduce your consumption, but there's a lot of considerations that you have to have. And there's also a lot of incentives. So right now, solar, especially in the United States, is very lucrative. You've got a lot of incentives and you need to capitalize on them. Now, I do want to forewarn you, it's not an easy process. We're talking about cement and plumbing and everyone's an expert in their trade. We're building things as well. And it does take a long time. You've got permits, you've got interconnections, and you need the experts to really help you with what are the incentives? What are all these acronyms mean, and how do I file for it? Also, there's a lot of competition on the solar side. So there's a lot of people and players that are there knocking on your door, sure, whether if you're a business or otherwise, and they're trying to sell you on their product and why choose them. So be sure that you're really doing your due diligence on who you're working with. Are they credible? And do you believe that you can actually save on your energy bill as much as they're telling you?
So let's talk about some of these incentives, because when I bought my, when we built our home, okay, double wide out in Northbrook, we had the opportunity to do geothermal, right? And it's an investment.
It is.
Okay, geothermal on my home was a substantial investment, but I didn't have to buy any HVAC equipment, right? So the offsets were, I didn't have to spend all the money that they had budgeted for the HVAC stuff. And I got a 30% break from the federal government for putting in a very expensive system. And guess what? My electric bills are a fraction of what they would have been if we didn't do that system. What type of incentives are there for business owners that are contemplating putting a system in?
Sure, great question. So you'll hear all kinds of different benefits. Most of them come from the tax side. So you can get a federal tax credit for installing solar, which is excellent. But taxes are confusing. I don't know about you, but when I do my taxes, I need an expert. I don't understand it. I go to TurboTax, and maybe it's more complicated than that, and one day I might get audited. So there's a lot of considerations. There's also utility incentives. So there's a lot of different things that can really help you, and your utility will pay you for the solar power that you produce in excess of what you use for the grid. So your utility bill kind of flips, where you're paying them for the power that you use, but they're paying you back in return because you're now a producer of clean energy.
So if you have a lot of business owners listen to this station, probably not this show because I upset a lot of them with my pimple talk. But if you've got commercial business owners that own the commercial real estate that their business is located in, and they have manufacturing plants, they've got stamping presses, they've got a crew in there maybe setting things up to take to a job someplace else. They could be pouring concrete to do forms, right, Sarah? A lot of business like that going on. We've got a lot of fulfillment buildings, tens of millions of square feet of warehouses over by me in Northbrook at Willow and Sanders Road there, the old Allstate. They're putting up 10 million square feet plus of warehouses. A lot of roof space up there.
A ton.
No trees around. And so that sort of opportunity is out there for those type of businesses to give you a call and find out what the opportunities are.
That's right, 100%. So if you have a flat roof, that's great. But you don't just need roof. If you own land, we have a lot of different projects that we build where there's farmers that had farm cornfields and mm-hmm. they wanted to replace that with solar energy. And the reasons are because they can probably get a higher lease for the solar energy for the land, and they get the power benefits, right? In the state of Illinois in particular, one thing that's a benefit is you can actually sell the power that you produce back to the utilities, and they pay you for that, not just on the net metering side, but for what we call a renewable energy credit. And it's actually called an SREC, another acronym. Mm-hmm. So you can even reduce your costs even more. So if you have flat roof space, or if you have land, I encourage you to reach out to someone and at least explore it. It's pretty easy to get a quote. It's pretty easy to understand what your energy cost savings would be and really what your payback period is.
So a lot of farmers listen to this because it's WGN and it goes all over the place. You don't have to feed it. You don't have to water it. You don't really care about weather because as long as the sun's out, you're rocking and rolling. How much space would be the minimum amount of space for somebody that owns farmland to consider putting up solar panels?
Sure. It really depends. So everything with solar, it depends. What I would say is if you're looking at a 1 megawatt system, which I know is very energy jargon, it's about a football field. So if you have a football field, you can have a pretty decent sized system. Let's say the size of a Target, perhaps, just to give an example. And that's pretty nice, right? So if you have a football field or if you have three football fields, then you're really getting to a bigger scale. And that's where your economics of scale really come into play, and your solar cost per watt actually decreases, which is really great because us as builders on the Nelnet side or any other solar builder, the larger projects that you build, the more effective and efficient we can be as we're out there already on the site. We've already done our civil work and we already have the materials.
Sarah, ladies first.
So my parents and I, we own a little vacation trailer in Seneca. We're part of a co-op. And on 2 acres, we just built a solar field to feed our community energy. Now, I've been told that we have to sell the energy to the energy company and then we buy it back. Do you know anything about that?
Sure. It depends on your structure. So sure. If you have a purchase power agreement, mm-hmm. then you're purchasing the power from a developer and then therefore you're going to get a credit from it. But you still have the utility bill. So your energy bill does not necessarily go away. Mm-hmm. If you have what we call a behind the meter solar system, so it's connected to your side of the meter, then that's where you have the net metering back and forth with the utility, where you will pay for the power used from the grid will pay you for the power over which you consume, and it's a net benefit that will recur over time. So it really depends. It gets very complicated. I would encourage anyone, if you have questions, reach out to your solar provider, reach out to Nelnet in particular. We are happy to do free consultations and educate.
I got to take a quick break. Mike, you got a question coming back. We got a couple of text messages coming in. Your fiance is falling asleep in the green room. There's drool everywhere. 312-981. I just upset people now. I talk about pimples and drool. I don't know what's going on. 312-981-7200. More with Brandy and I from Nelnet. Coming back after these messages, we got Jim in Chicago. He's got a question about a property down in Arizona. We got some questions here on the text line we're going to get to. First, Mike Epping, you got a question coming after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. That was the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. And we're going to be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. Well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Michael from Mike Epping from Senegar Plumbing, you have a question for Brandy.
Yes, Brandy. I think, you know, myself and anyone probably listening, when you talk about solar and maybe the lack of knowledge that I have, I know, and a lot of other people do, I mean, I look at, you know, how much it costs to put it in and how long will it take me to recoup that investment. And I would assume that would be residential, commercial, anything. That would be a major question for people to invest.
It really is. And that's the hardest one, the nut to crack, right? So what is your payback period? And that's where, when you talk about solar, what size of solar do you have space for on your roof, carport, or on your land? And then what's your energy consumption? So how much usage are you pulling from the grid? And can you build a system that's compatible to your usage? Can you overbuild or underbuild? And what's your appetite? Then you have to think about the incentive. So what applies to you? Can you take the tax equity benefit? Can you get a rebate? Are you interested in what we call the RECs? So if you have sustainability objectives, net zero objectives as a company, then you probably cannot value those RECs and get money back from the utilities in the SREC program in, let's say, Illinois. However, you can meet your sustainability objectives. So then it becomes another question on what's the cost of carbon to you? And do you factor that into your payback period?
Very much. It depends on the size, your consumption, the incentives, on how much is it going to cost to you, and also the financing. Is it a cash sale, or is it something that you're financing through a third party? All of these are very complex, a lot of very complex models that go into figuring it out, and then we'll model that with your electric rate, because that's a critical component to understand your usage.
Sarah?
So as a business owner, if you own a building, does this add value to your building if you add solar onto it?
It depends. And so I think that's one of the biggest debate questions. And I saw earlier that we had someone chime in on, you know, I hear that it might be a nightmare on the residential side to sell your roof. Mm-hmm. Well, it really depends on the real estate market and who you're selling to. Do they value the environmental attributes of a solar system? Do they believe in what you're seeing on your savings from your electric bill? There's a lot of questions. I personally am biased because I do believe it adds value, but it is very much a debated topic.
Very cool. Thank you.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Jim in Chicago's got a question for you. Jimmy?
Hey, how you guys doing? I love listening to you guys on a Saturday morning.
Well, thanks, man.
My wife's got property in Arizona. She's got Apache County and Mojave County, 2 10-acre parcels. And I've been paying the taxes on it, which are like nothing, since my in-law's dad. Do you think it would be worth it to turn those into like solar farms?
Not knowing much about the property itself, I think it is worth it to get a consultation. So anyone that's a solar company that operates in Arizona, even if you reach out to Arizona Public Service or your energy provider there, you can find reputable people to give you a quote and let you know if it's viable. So we do what we can call a helioscope, which is a really cool kind of Google Earth, not really Google Earth tool, but it can tell you based on your property, this is how much solar we can build, and here's some indicative estimates. It's really free for you as a consumer, because the end goal for the solar companies in your area is to win your business, because they want to build more solar. I will say Arizona, being a sunshine state, very lucrative. So you have higher efficiencies from the solar panels that you're going to pull. So your production would be pretty high. I do want you encourage you to explore it, because the consultations are more than likely going to be free and will not take a lot of your time.
How's that, Jimmy?
Okay. That sounds great. And I just have one more quick question.
Yep.
If I did that and they did put the solar farm in, is that a hands-on? Do I have to be down there? Or
great question.
Energy company?
Great question. So it depends on kind of what we're building. And so for you, your involvement is going to be as minimal as possible. The solar companies really try to take that burden away from you. We are filing for those interconnection agreements. We're pulling the permits, but we do need access to the land. And one consideration that a lot of folks forget about is we've got to protect the solar facilities or projects or farms, whatever you want to call it. And so you do have fencing and some different things that come along with that. So your involvement, while it will be minimal, it will not be non-existent.
Right, Jimmy?
Gotcha. Thanks a lot.
Well,
guys,
hang on, Jim. Hang on. Do you install these down in Arizona as well?
We are not in Arizona. Right now we're in Illinois, Colorado, Nebraska, and New York.
Okay. Well, there you go, Jimmy. Can you refer somebody to Jimmy?
Absolutely, I can, if Jimmy can give us a call.
Hey, Jimmy, we got her calling you Jimmy, too. So there you go. You got her broken down. All right. Hang on, Jimmy.
All right.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. We get your information to share with Brandy. So I got a quick question. We've got real estate taxes out of control here. We've got the south and southwest side of Cook County that are up 30%. How about this idea for all of you elected officials who are looking to squeeze every nickel out of every business owner and resident property owner? Why don't you work out a partnership plan with them to put on solar systems on all their vacated buildings down there to generate power, okay? So they add value to those properties. So maybe you could attract businesses to come back to offset the ridiculous real estate taxes with free energy that goes in there, right? And then as these businesses come back, I know, Mike, you're going to say I should run for office. I keep telling you, I'd never pass the background check. But here's the out-of-the-box thinking, right? You've got all these buildings that are empty. You've got all these brownfields for the past 40 years sitting there doing nothing. Right? Nothing.
That's right.
They're doing nothing. They're not generating anything. Yet Southworks, U.S. Steel Southworks at 87th Street in the lake sat empty for 30, 40 years. Okay? 30, 40 years. They finally are going to be building something there. Mazel tov. Okay? But you've got all of these brownfields. Why don't you turn them into energy fields? I mean, what are these elected officials start? It's not even thinking out of the box. It's a rectal cranial extraction, right? I mean, get your rear ends out of your backsides. Well, that doesn't make any sense because then you'd have two rear ends, and that would be tough to wear pants.
But some might have two rear ends.
Most of these elected officials do, but it's tough trying to fit yourself into a pair of pants if you have two rear ends. If you know what I mean. I'm just saying, what are we doing here?
Exactly. And we love the creativity, right? I mean, we are open. We want to be partners across the board. And the more solar we are of the opinion, the better. It's good for the environment. It can lower your energy cost. And it gives you some flexibility and some kind of disassociation from your energy provider. You now have your own capability to produce your own power, right? That's pretty great. So I'm all for it. I tell you what, we can partner and build solar and solar for everyone.
I'm going to give you name, Tony Preckwinkle, president of the Cook County Board. Her office is like 16, not even, 8 blocks away from here. Okay, right over there in the county building. Okay, you got that Picasso thing outside Daly Plaza? Directly across the street, kitty corner, that's her office. All right, so Tony and the other board members, let's start thinking out of the box to save people in Cook County some tax dollars here. Maybe an investment in something that'll pay off in the long run. My God, why is this so difficult? What's your phone number?
Phone number is 312-859-3417.
And here, we'll come back with this. Is it true that between local and federal government, it is free to install solar systems now? Yes.
I would say not yes or no. Be careful how you're inferring the question, right? So you have the tax incentives, you've got state incentives, and it depends. Is it a cash sale? Someone still has to pay for the project to be built. So it comes down to like, where are your incentives and what's your payback? So free is a very lucrative term.
All right. Phone number?
312-859-3417.
And website?
Nelnetenergy.com.
All right. I got 5 pages of text questions here and comments. So we're gonna take a quick break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. I'm David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. Some people like that, some people don't. But that's why B96 is running a special today from songs from the 90s. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We'll be back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. So you know what? You want to know why things are broken?
Why?
Tell us, please.
So I'm just coming up with ideas, right? I mean, just ideas. I get a text message here. What makes you think Cook County is not pursuing solar? Do your research before you trash talk. I'm like, okay, fair. I invite this person to come on the air to talk about it. Figure, let's have a conversation. I'm like, okay, she doesn't want to come on the air because she, whatever reason, she doesn't want to come. So I text Cook County Solar, right? There's a report here from Tony Preckwinkle from 2017. Okay? 2024 minus 2017. That's 7 years, by the way.
Oh.
So I got some news for you, everybody down at the county. If you're doing something that's going to help the citizens of Cook County, why don't you tell the citizens of Cook County what you're doing? So we don't get, we're tired of getting real estate taxes jammed down our throat. There's no more room in our throat to put jam things down. Okay? And listen, don't start tweeting it, texting into the show if you're not going to come on and back it up. And if somebody from the county wants to come on and talk about it, she's like, well, learn what you're talking about. We can't take private property. This is from this lady I talked to. I don't even know who it is. I got her phone number. We'll leave it at that. You know, she's like, well, we can't put solar panels on private property and sell it back to the to ComEd. And I'm like, why not? Why not? Why not use that power to then power the county buildings? Why is this? What are we? We're not splitting atoms here, okay? I'm not making a nuclear bomb. I mean, we've got the sun. We got a lady here that could harness the sun, and we've got 30% of Cook County that's a brownfield that's earning nothing, that they haven't done anything for 30 years, 40 years in some instances. So stop. You want to come after me? Come after me all you want. I'm here every Saturday, 10 till 1. You want to send somebody down from the county to talk about all the great stuff you're doing with solar? You've been working on it for 7 years. I mean, my God. We're all going to be dead by the time you got it figured out. 312-981-7200. Is it me?
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. You heard the conversation, the other side of the conversation. I mean, what is going on? This is the problem. Nobody's thinking outside the box. Go from Roosevelt Avenue on the Dan Ryan, okay? Just start traveling south. Take the Bishop Ford Spur. Look at all of the land that's empty for decades. What? Oh my God!
I've never heard the high pitched voice.
Yeah.
This is a new one.
What is squealing, happening?
Squeaking.
I love that call. She's like, I can't talk because I'm not in a government official site. Then learn what you're talking about. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I just paid my real estate tax bill, sweetheart. I know exactly what I'm talking about. And so does everybody else in Cook County who just paid their real estate tax bill. So anybody from Cook County want to come on? We're here every Saturday, 10 until 1. After Lou, 312-981-7200. God. Blessed. Okay, let's go to this. After 37 years in business and all these consumers are doing is reacting. I don't know why I'm reading this. 312-981-7200. Here's a guy from 2 hours ago telling me to calm down. I can't calm down when I'm dealing with stupidity. Okay? I mean, my love of God. Okay, let's go to Carol. Mary out in DuPage. How are you, Mary?
Hey, fine, David. Love your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I have a question. Oh, yeah. I have a question about assumable mortgages.
Yep.
I have 100% equity in my current home, and we're planning to put the house on the market next spring because my husband's a disabled veteran, and we can't really do it right now with his medical issues. And I know you like the disabled veterans.
Yep.
We're looking around at houses, and I've seen certain models that I like, which are kind of rare in this area.
Okay.
I saw a home that we may be interested in looking at, okay. And it has an assumable mortgage. And I kind of looked up, did some due diligence, and I'm thinking if we did make an offer on the home, we'd still have to come up with $100,000.
Okay.
So my question is, on an assumable mortgage, would that be like a VA mortgage, or you just would know? What type of mortgage would that be?
It could be a number, and I'll use Brandy's term because she used it 17 times in our segment. It depends. And I'm going to take a quick break here, Mary, but don't move. I'm going to come back and answer your question, okay? Because it's a great question. Okay. I want to help you. What branch did your husband serve?
Army?
Well, thank him. Is he service-connected disabled in any way, shape, or form?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Is he 100%? Is he greater than 70%?
Oh, don't get into that, because we lost our tax
exemption
abatement. Yeah, because their home rose too much in value, which is why we're going to sell it. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is he service-connected disabled?
In the state of Illinois, if your EAV goes above $250,000, you lose a lot of your tax benefits.
Oh, man. Really?
I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
That's horrible.
Yes.
I don't know.
Ooh, yes.
Well, I got to look into that. So yes. Hang on. We're going to come. Well, hang on. Yeah. I got to hit a break. I'm going to get yelled at. 312, but hold on. 312-981-7200. MegaPro call, text, and photo line. This is Home Center Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to come back with Mary in DuPage County.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I've never heard of that before. Orange what?
Orangeburg. Not to be confused with Hochberg.
Because I do not degrade underground.
That's right.
I stay strong.
Or
break down.
And
you can put a camera through me every 5 years after a barium after a barium drink.
Wow.
Clean slate.
Clean slate.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So, Mary, let me answer your assumable question first, okay?
Okay.
So, if you are buying a home with that has a loan that can be assumed, okay?
Okay.
So, typically, that's a great selling point, especially if the person secured that mortgage during COVID. Because most likely it starts with a 2 or a 3 if they hit it correctly, mm-hmm. okay? So If you're buying a, I'm going to keep it simple, stupid, the KISS method here, okay? It's the way I got through high school.
I appreciate that.
Pretty much most of my life. All right, so if you're buying a $300,000 home, right, and they have a $200,000 balance left on their assumable mortgage, okay?
Okay.
Got it? You buy the house for $300,000. You want to assume that $200,000 mortgage. Now, like you said before the break, you're going to have to bridge that $200,000 to $300,000. So you're going to have to give the seller $100,000 in cash at the closing. Okay? And then you're going to have to apply for a mortgage with the current owner's mortgage company to make sure you qualify to take over that loan so they can, so you could assume it. Right. And I don't know all the bells and whistles,
right.
You know, behind.
I understand that.
That's how it works. OK, so
do you have to be pre-approved?
It would help.
Just to make you would have to. OK,
well, sure, because you don't want to go through all that mishigas. And then the servicer of the which is the company that the current owner writes the checks to doesn't approve you to assume that loan in the home that they're selling to you. Does that make sense?
Got it.
OK,
no, makes perfect sense.
OK,
yeah.
So you're going to have to locate the servicer, the company that the current owner writes their mortgage payment to. Then you've got to get the loan number, probably with the current owner. Then you're going to have to get through the 800 number, just make a pot of coffee because it's going to take you a while to get to the right spot in the call key there to get to the assumable loan department, and then you're going to have to learn what steps you have to do to qualify to assume that homeowner's loan. Does that make sense?
No, makes sense.
Okay.
Makes total sense.
Okay. Because a lot of people think, oh, yeah, I'm just going to assume your loan. Well, great. Okay. Okay, great. Going to assume your loan. Okay. Where are you coming up with the 100 grand? In this case, you're going to buy it for three. You want to assume a $200,000 loan. Great. Mary here obviously has equity, I'm assuming, in your current house, Mary, correct?
Oh, yeah, plenty. Yeah, lots of equity.
Okay, so when you sell your current home, you're going to use the equity of your current home to bridge the equity gap on the assumable loan, right?
Okay, right. So that, let's say, instead of taking $100,000 out of savings or investments, and I take it out of my current home, would that be a home equity loan, or what would be the best type?
Well, if you want to buy this home before you sell your existing home, you're going to have...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, probably you take out a home equity product. Could hook you up with Kane County Teachers Union, and then that gets extinguished upon the sale of your house.
Okay.
But you got to qualify now carrying... That. Well, hold on. Now you got to qualify carrying two houses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right? I mean...
Okay.
So be careful. Now, I want to go back to this... What percentage is your husband service-connected disabled? Is he greater than 70%?
It was 70. It dropped down 10%. We're going to try to get it back up to 70 with current issues going on. So it doesn't make sense for us to hold the current house we're in.
I understand.
We're kind of in,
I get it. And then the other thing is there are reverse mortgages when you buy your new home, so you don't have a payment on it. You could defer the payment. Okay, there's also that to look into, okay?
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Okay. Well, you're
I don't need it, but I'm aware of it.
All right. Sound like
I'm trying.
Well, you know, you sound like a sharp lady. And
I'm trying, David. I'm trying.
I get you. No, I just want to make sure that you go get him rated, okay? Get into a veteran service officer and get him rated and make sure that he's rated the way he should be rated to get the benefits he should be getting.
Yeah, we've been doing that. He is rated.
Okay.
My other question, the realtor that is very experienced that I've dealt with in the past, he just thinks we should just sell the house, go into a rental while we're looking to come in as a strong cash buyer. But I said it's a big hassle, especially for older people,
to go
in a rental, whether short-term, right, and what we're paying on that.
Sure.
Let's say even a cheap apartment, we could blow like $14,000, $15,000, $16,000 for a year's lease.
That's a schlep.
It seems like it's, yeah.
Yeah.
So
if you need a new realtor, let me know. I know a bunch of them. Okay. So So here's the deal. Let's talk off air. Try to time this thing where you sell your current house, you buy a new house at the same time with the assumable mortgage, not assumable mortgage. If he's got a VA loan and if he qualifies for VA loan and he's service connected disabled, he doesn't pay the upfront fee. So he gets that. So there's a bunch of things we could do. Okay, Mary?
Right, right. Thank you.
No, thank you. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice.
Take a breath.
Just trying to help people out here on a Saturday morning. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Text her here for you, Sarah Andreas. Ooh. Are there any financing opportunities with Sarah, Robert Andreas?
Absolutely. We have a 0% financing right now. If you call our office at 708-863-5735, Nettie will help assist you with that. She is fantastic.
Do you replace interior concrete in the basement? 773 would like to know.
100%. We do it with windows or without.
All right. Mike, this is from 847, Michael. How true are the $99 advertisements to clean the main sewer line? Is there a hidden trick?
Yeah, there's definitely a hidden trick. $99, you know, we run specials for $99 ourselves. For gas inspections, you know, plumbing inspections, things like that. That's a legitimate offer. When you've got a company advertising to rod your main line for $99, that's a bait and switch. They're definitely, the minute they open that clean out or, you know, in your home, either you have an outside clean out or an inside clean out, or they have to pull a toilet to start that. There's always going to be charges. They could charge you by the foot, depending on how long your sewer is. It's just getting, they're just trying to get in the door.
Okay. So watch out.
Yeah, absolutely.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, 7720. My 23-year-old bought a condo in Aurora, Colorado, just over 2 years ago. So that means their rate's probably in the sevens. The condo's worth about $200,000, and they owe $170,000. She lives in Florida, living the life with three girlfriends. I live in the condo now after remodeling it. Her FICO is upper 700s. Can she get a HELOC? What the hell is this person talking about? So they own a condo in Colorado, and his girlfriend is down, or her girlfriend, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl here, is down in Florida. It's going to be tough to get it here. To answer your question, if the place is worth $200,000 and you owe $170,000, typically most banks will only go to 80% of the value of your home to do a home equity line of credit. So most likely not, because $170,000 is greater than $160,000, and $160,000 is 80% of $200,000. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Tax breaks for businesses. We have a texter here that would like to learn more about that. In 30 seconds, can you tease it and we come back and you dive a little deeper?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's an ITC credit that can go up to 30%. And if you have some particular instances that you can qualify for up to 40%. So there are federal tax benefits for solar systems.
All right. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you.
Sure. It's 312-859-3417.
All right. Say it real slow for the people in the county building. One more time.
312-859-3417.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 1. If anybody at the county building wants to come over to our studios over here at WGN, I'll even pay for the Uber. I'll send the Uber to your house to drive over so you could tell us all the wonderful things that you've been doing with solar. Last report on the county website is from 2017. If you want people to know what's going on, you got 3 hours to tell everybody every Saturday. 312, put up or shut up. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be back after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. We got a text message from that individual that works at the county. So I'll have to find that and read it. 312-981-7200. Not firing on her, right? I'm glad she texted in. My whole point is, if you're doing something for the past 7 years, let the county residents know what you're doing while you're taxing us to high hell and back. Let's go, Sarah. You got a bunch of texts. You know, you wanted to clean some stuff up you missed earlier in the
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. I just want to reach out to all commercial industrial property owners or managers of businesses. Get
our number and save our number, because you don't know what day you're going to have a plumbing emergency or what day one of those little tornadoes is going to fly through and rip out your front sidewalk. You just don't know when you're going to have a concrete emergency. Add us to your Rolodex. Yes, I know what that is, and I'm 27.
Wow, that's impressive.
So we are 708-863-5735. Now that I covered that, I want to reach out to our residential customers.
Okay.
If you're thinking about doing a driveway, patio, sidewalk, stairs, anything for your home, partner with your neighbors. If you can get a few different people on your block together, and specifically if you live in an area that was all a subdivision, all developed together, mm-hmm. and you all have concrete work, if you bind together, there is power in numbers, and you can save money. You can save money because we only have to send a crew to one neighborhood that day. We're not going 5-6 different places. We'll all come to your neighborhood. We did Acacia and Indian Head Park. We did that for them. We probably did 30 different properties in wow. their townhouse community. It was phenomenal. All of the residents loved it. So townhouse communities, just general subdivisions, bind together with your neighbors, save money, and get nice driveways.
Phone number?
708-863-5735, or better yet, on the web, AndreasConstruction.com.
How do you spell Andreas?
A-N-D-R-E-A-S.
Construction.com.
Yes, construction.com.
Michael? Yes, throw it over sir. To you to clean up some things that we missed earlier in the show. But we have a texter here. Does the toilet special cover wall-mounted toilets? You want to talk a little more
yeah,
on that?
Yeah, actually, wall-mounted toilets would be a little bit of an upcharge just because it wouldn't be a standard installation. It requires, you know, a different type of gasket and generally would take two men to do that. So if you're going to be replacing one, I would want to give you a quote. If you would take a picture of the toilet that you have now, and text that to us at 847-406-8883. I can actually give you a quote for that.
Okay. And when you go to Buffalo Grove and that job is done,
yes,
me, you, Jeff, will take a lease out to the Potbellies by the Target off of Lake Cook Road.
Sounds good.
Okay.
You got the cookies. She's got the sandwiches.
I'll pick up everything.
I'll buy the drinks.
Okay, done. All right. That's fair. Okay, we'll just break up the order. If our listeners want more information about all the many services that you offer, what's the best way to reach you and your team?
Yeah, either two ways. The phone, 847-406-8883, or wgnplumber.com, or you can go to centerguardplumbing.com also.
All right. We have a couple of texters here. Does Sarah go to St. Charles? That a little far, or do you go out west that far west?
You know, give us a call. We'll definitely listen to your project, but that could be a potential possibility, just depending on the size. You know, for a driveway, we can make that travel. But sometimes when things are a little bit less, it won't make sense for you as a consumer to pay that travel fee for us to go there. So, you know, we're in the business of doing right by our customers, so we're going to tell you if it's too far, it would be too much of an upcharge.
All right. Phone number one more time?
708-863-5735.
Michael, if they want to reach out to you and your team?
847-406-8883 or wgnplumber.com.
Before we throw it over to Brandy to clean up anything that she missed, the texter called in, who I talked to during the break, almost lost my brain, came out of my ears. I'm just a worker bee, talk to the higher-ups, but I know we are pursuing solar on a lot of levels. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Why don't you let the people
just
that you
that.
Why don't you let the people that you work for,
yeah.
the taxpayers of Cook County, the residential and commercial property owners that are paying exorbitant amount of taxes, know what you're doing.
Right.
So we know what's going on. And then in addition to that, tell us what you're doing to help stimulate, not you, but your bosses, to stimulate businesses to come to Cook County and to grow their businesses in Cook County, and what you're doing to help lower real estate taxes. Not this lady here. She's just a worker bee. I respect the hell out of that. But come on. What are you afraid of, right? You afraid of me? I got an 18 on my ACT. I mean, what are you afraid of here, right? I'm not going to harm anybody. It's a radio show.
No, you're right? just trying to help. You're always trying to help. And there's a lady right here named Brandy that
who's could help.
Can help with solar. So
exactly.
So why wouldn't the county reach out to Brandy and the company she represents and at least look into it?
Maybe update the report from 2017 on the county website. OK, Okay, and update Tony's picture, right? I don't think she looks the same. 312-981-7200. 312-981. I think she's put a couple of rings around the moon there. You might want to update the picture from 2017 so people can recognize what she looks like today. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You had talked about a lot of different things in your segment, from tax breaks to doesn't make sense. Is there anything that we missed?
There is. So while solar might be complicated and all the incentives and the costs and the payback period, just know that it can be really simple for you. So if you're looking for your small business, either flirting with the idea or really serious about reducing your carbon impact or reducing your electric bill and consumption, just give us a call. Nelnet Renewable Energy is local based. We do have local installers to build the projects here in Illinois. If you are serious about solar, we are happy to help. We can remove the complexity and help you understand the real true value and the real true cost for you to get a solar system. So please give us a call at 312-859-3417. And if you want more educational information and more ways to contact us, please go to our website, which is nelnetenergy.com. That is NELNETENERGY.com.
One more time with the website, because I know we got a ton of listeners that just texted in. What's your website? So one more,
NELNETENERGY.com.
Okay. And your license in what states?
Illinois, Colorado, Nebraska, and New York.
If anybody has questions and wants to do a consultation on their commercial property, you're getting away from the residential side of it. But do you have contacts on the residential side that if our listeners are interested, that you could connect them with somebody reputable?
100%. So please contact us. We are happy to pass you along to people that will be open and honest and transparent with the actual cost and savings that you can anticipate.
312-981-7200. Hang on, Mike. How many miles, Mike? How close? What is it?
1 mile.
It's exactly 1 mile from here to the county building. Okay? Over by there. Right? It's 1 mile. Okay? 1 mile. Again, I'll send one of those. I'll send a bike. I'll send one of those rickshaw bikes if you want a rickshaw. I'll even upgrade the Uber to an Uber Black. Right? So we get you in the luxury models, you know, the SUV. Right, because I care. I don't want our county officials to ride in nothing but comfort to come over here. So just like Alderman Vasquez from the 40th Ward last week, I'm still waiting for missing. You know, he's in the witness protection program to come on the show. You know, he's nowhere to be found. Public officials, come on, just tell everybody what you're doing. Here's a simple question. I'll tell you the questions ahead of time. How many businesses in your district that you represent have gone out of business? How many jobs were lost in your time in office? How many businesses have opened up and added jobs during your time in office? What are you doing to attract businesses in your district in order to expand the existing businesses and to attract new businesses? And last but not least, while you're in office, how much have real estate taxes increased while you're in office? Those are the four simple questions. I think they're fair. 312-981-7200. Your name will be down at security. I'll even send a car to get you. Anytime. Those are the four questions. I'm a man of the people. I'm just trying to help people out. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Kleppen, I get this text message. I thought it was you. I'm in the shower at WGN. I just ran a half marathon. I respond back, I'm married. Wouldn't be appropriate. But then I look down, and I'm like, it's not Kleppen. It's Sarah Andreas.
Ah, there it is.
How uncomfortable.
The only thing more uncomfortable would be talking about it on the radio station.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
There's Benny with a quick turnaround. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're here to help. Listen, I get fired up because I don't like people getting taken advantage of. Just like you don't like get people taken advantage of on sewer lines, just like you don't let people taken advantage of on concrete jobs, not cement jobs. Cement goes into concrete.
That's
you all
right.
know that now. So, on concrete jobs, and you don't like people getting taken advantage of on commercial solar projects. That's why we come in here, right? If you're doing bad things to our listeners, we will call you out. And every single elected official that has anything to do with the state of Illinois, you're not doing your jobs. because people are fleeing the state and this in Cook and the county of Cook. And I've got open seats. Look to the left of you, Michael, and look to the right of you. I've got two open seats. I've got two open microphones. And guess what? If we have a full house here, I'll clear out a microphone and we'll add another microphone anytime you want to come on. The only elected official who openly comes on at any time is Maria Pappas, because she's got nothing to hide. Okay? So if you're going to take advantage, I don't care who you are, if you're Rocket Mortgage charging that lady out in Romeoville, you charge her $10,500 to refinance last year, and you try to jam $9,100 down her throat this year, I'm going to stop that from happening. Okay? And I'm going to tell you right now, rates have come down. Forget about what the Fed's going to do. The Fed's going to cut rates in September. But you're going to start getting calls from your mortgage company, and they're going to try to pressure you into refinancing you. They're going to quote you ridiculously low rates. And all you're going to be focusing on is the low rate, and you're not going to be paying attention to the thousands of extra dollars that they're trying to ram down your throat in extra closing costs, which you don't have to pay. So here, you're going to hear the commercials coming up. Number one, you do not have to refinance with your current mortgage company. Number two, call me, because I guarantee you my rates will be lower, my closing costs will be lower than what they're quoting you. Now, what do you got to lose, right? A lot of people just say, well, I thought I had to. Wrong! You don't have to. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You might recognize this voice on the radio just by the tattooed eyebrows. Hi, Sarah Leonard.
Can't miss it, baby.
I heard you had some sewer challenges at your house, and I want, for the record...
Not like your sewer, David, not like yours, but yes, I had some challenges of my own.
I just want, for the record, I was nowhere near your house in the past 90 days.
So he says. So I called none other than Center Guard themselves, and I have to tell you, it was a challenge that came out of the middle of, the middle of nowhere. I had tenants that moved into a property, and within like an hour, Mike was out there with his crew. They literally gave me an update step for step. They told me everything that was going to be happening. They totally put my tenants' mind at ease, which was a huge concern. And everything, there was a broken pipe. He had a chisel up floor. They cleaned up the mess. They were so timely. I mean, truly, and I've dealt with plumbers forever being in this business. It's a big part of home ownership and, you know, testing things and whatnot. And they are just incredible.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate that very much, and I appreciate the business.
Sarah, yeah, absolutely.
How many homeowners do you sold, and your team sold over 700 homes last year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're on pace to match that number this year from the numbers that I saw. So out of the 1,400 homes that you're going to sell between last year and this year, how many of those prospective homeowners took the time, paid the extra money to get the sewer line inspected before they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on the new home purchase?
People aren't, they aren't understanding the value. And to be honest, you know, you don't, like, I was talking to Mike about it yesterday, and he's like, you know, you do 100 scopes and you maybe see a couple where there's an issue. So it's really not, it's not so common that it's scary. But then when you are that couple, when it happens, which I just was, man, I'll tell you what, every bit of what they charge you for that minimal cost is worth every single penny.
So 1,400 sales, ballparking, right? 1%, so 14 people out of the 1,400, is that safe to say?
It's that, yeah, 0.05%, not even, that's right. So, maybe 5-10 people, so isn't it wild?
It's financial malfeasance and financial suicide. You know, it's the best thing that you could do, because how much is a sewer inspection?
$395.
Okay, how much is it to rip up a sewer?
Thousands. Well, I just paid $8,200 for, and that was probably a $20,000 job that they did for $8,200.
Okay.
Truly.
So $400, $395 versus $8,000. Okay, I think that's a good safety.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a little sense.
I also got to give a shout out to you, David, because our client, Matt, they had shopped around to four lenders, and I had called you, and I said, you got to go with David. They're the best and the most transparent. Not only did you get them the lowest cost, you came in a quarter point lower than any of the other lenders, and half of them were trying to trick them by paying points.
Yep.
And so you did a fine job for that client, my friend.
Thank you. And we took care of him yesterday.
You're welcome.
He's locked and loaded, and he's ready to go.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
All right. We'll see you next weekend.
Thanks, Sarah.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care. That's Sarah, Leonard. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Okay. We got a minute and a half. Let's go around the horn, ladies. First, we'll go Sarah. We'll go Brandy. Then we'll go Michael. Sarah, take us out.
Commercial industrial business owners, give us a call, add us to your contact list. Let us just come and meet you, see your facility. 708-863-5735. It is always smart to have a good concrete person on hand. Residential customers, bind together with your neighbors. Save money. There is power in numbers. Find us on the web, andreasconstruction.com. And about the shower thing, just very quickly,
yeah.
I was requesting a shower. I was not in the shower. There are showers in the building. I would have liked to use one. So the only true part about your statement is that I did run that half marathon. So.
Yeah, but my story is better and funnier. Okay, over to Brandy.
Now that I know that I can help you harvest the solar energy, Nelnet Renewable Energy is here to help you do just that. So commercial, if you have land, if you have viable roof space, or you don't even know, please give us a call. We are here to help. We will be open, honest, and transparent with you, and we will hold your hand throughout the journey that you take on embarking down solar and help you receive all of the benefits. Again, we can be reached at nelnetenergy.com. That's N-E-L-N-E-T. energy.com.
Mike from Senegar Plumbing, take us out, buddy.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to pass along, we still have the toilet special running through this entire month of August. That's a standard installation. We'll supply and install that toilet. It's a round front comfort height being the key for $495, or an elongated comfort height for $595, and that includes the toilet and the installation on a standard install.
Phone number?
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
All right, I'm going to end with this. Rates came down last week. The Fed will probably drop short-term rates in September. The mortgage rates are not waiting for the Fed to drop the short-term rates in September. The mortgage rates dropped on Thursday, Friday. If you are thinking about refinancing, all you have to do is email me, david@56david.com, a copy of your mortgage statements. That's all I need, a phone number and a time for us to talk. Consultations are free. You do not have to use your current servicer, especially if your servicer is Rocket Mortgage, because they will try to jam down your throat like they try to jam it down Carr's throat with discount points and excess closing costs. I won't do that, and I won't let that happen to anybody that listens to the show and call us. Give me a call, 855-56-DAVID, 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have fun at Lollapalooza. I know Mike Epping and Kevin are on the way there after the show. Stay warm, everybody. Hydrate. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing. Brandy Nye at Nelnet Renewable Energy. And Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas and Sons. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.